This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's really incredible. All the things that I keep predicting keep coming true. And the latest is that we are now in a state of war with California. We, the United States of America. Governor Jerry Brown just declared a state of war. I mean, not officially, he said it verbally, and this was following Jeff Sessions announcing that the federal government would sue California, including the governor, Jerry Brown, who is a Marxist. He is an anti-American criminal. He protects criminals. And Jeff Sessions, under the DOJ, is suing California to stop California's illegal protection of illegal alien criminals. Now, California has been declared a, quote, sanctuary state, which means that California refuses, the California government says it will not cooperate with federal officials in apprehending illegal alien rapists, murderers, and violent criminals. And in fact, the law has already been found to have protected rapists, sex offenders, and murderers. And Jerry Brown loves this. And the radical left in California thinks that's awesome. And so in response to the DOJ lawsuit, Governor Brown says this is a declaration of war. In essence, he's saying that California is at war with the federal government. Now, let's back up for a second. And by the way, thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Got a couple of new destinations. You can see all my videos because YouTube has banned my entire channel. Because YouTube is a techno dictatorship. Google is evil beyond belief. So you got to find my videos at vimeo.com/healthranger, or you can hear all my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And I'm also launching a new video distribution website called real.video. So check all those out. Real.video is the new one. We're going to have a video distribution system for multiple channels that cannot be censored. So it's sort of like the underground information railroad, if you will. But we should have Harriet Tubman as our spokeswoman, because it's like the freedom path for uncensored content. Anyway, what has become apparent over the last couple of years, especially really since Trump was elected, is that the left hates Americans, but they love illegals. I mean, think about this. How insane is that? That the left loves illegals, i.e. undocumented people, but they hate Americans, and they hate real Americans who want to protect their borders. Because national security is a common thing all around the world. It's a necessary thing to defend your nation. And every country around the world defends its borders. Only the United States has a political party that just like, oh, open borders, let them all run in and just invade and pay them welfare benefits from California and give them endless free benefits and bankrupt our country. That's the left. And that's what California wants. And that's what Governor Brown wants. And they have literally passed and signed into law a sanctuary state law. I mean, it's the insanity. It's on parade from the left every day. It's just mind-boggling. Now, so Jeff Sessions has sued them, but I say we should go in and arrest these people. We should arrest the mayor of San Francisco. Wasn't that the city where the mayor said that she warned the illegals that ICE was coming? Immigrations and Customs Enforcement was on the way, and she warned the illegals so that all the rapists and murderers and violent people could escape and not be deported? Yeah, I think that was the mayor of San Francisco. I might have the city wrong, but it was in California. That mayor should be arrested for aiding and abetting felony criminals. The governor of California should be arrested. It's time to send in federal law enforcement officials and arrest these people who are directly aiding and abetting felony criminals in California. There's no other interpretation that you can really justify here. Either you have a nation of laws or you don't. You can't have states like California just saying, oh, we're not going to follow any laws here when it comes to immigration. We're just going to let illegals overrun our state and steal all the resources from the taxpaying citizens here. And we're gonna even actually conspire with the illegals to warn them when federal officials are on the way so that they can flee and not face arrest and deportation. That's what California is doing. That's irrefutable. No one is debating that that's what they're doing. The left doesn't debate it. They say that that's the right thing to do. They say that these illegals should be citizens and should be able to vote. And they can vote in California, by the way. And basically, they are saying that California should be overrun with illegal aliens. This is the new position of the left. At the same time, patriots who love America, who love the Constitution, patriots who support reasonable border security, or who want to defend themselves against the violent criminal illegals using firearms, those patriots are denounced as bigots and white nationalists. You're a white nationalist. Why? Because you don't want your state or your country to be overrun with illegal criminals? The insanity here is out of control. So the left wants, really, they want to form their own libtard country called Collapsifornia, run by libtards. Well, they will run it into the ground. It will turn into a left-wing shithole in no time whatsoever. It'll be another Venezuela or another North Korea, because that's what leftists do. Leftists run everything into the ground. They destroy every city they run. They destroy every country they run. Leftists don't know how to do anything in a sustainable way. They're just totalitarians and morons. And yet they claim to be the victims of cry bullies and snowflakes. And I'm fed up with them. I mean, here they are censoring my channel and censoring all of my content when we've got so much valuable information out there to teach people how to prevent cancer and overcome diabetes and grow their own food and be more of a thinking, self-reliant person. And they ban my channel, but they surely would never ban some channel that was saying that illegal aliens should come in and invade California and take over the state and be given the right to vote. They would love that. YouTube doesn't ban that stuff. And I don't know about you, but I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of these radical left-wing morons and asshats trying to take over our country. I mean, they've already infected California beyond the point of no return. California, at least the West Coast, is lost. And I predicted the Civil War. And I said, if you go back to my previous podcast, I said the Civil War will start in California. Remember that? And here it is. It's not hard to see this coming. The Civil War will begin in California. That's what I said months ago. I don't know, what, 6 months or whatever. And now here it has begun. Governor Brown has said that the state is at war with the federal government. That's why I say, Jeff Sessions, send in the troops, man. Arrest these criminal felon co-conspirators named Governor Jerry Brown and whatever the name of that mayor is of San Francisco, I think, and other cities that are declared sanctuary cities. Arrest their mayors. Arrest the city councils. March them out in handcuffs. Take them away and prosecute them for willfully committing conspiracy and defrauding the United States of America and violating security laws, border security. It's time to stop playing nice with these people. The left doesn't play nice with us. They censor us. They shut off our voices. They try to overrun our country. They try to steal our taxpayer dollars and give it out to all their illegals who shouldn't be voting, but they are in California. They're given voting rights. The level of criminality in all of this is so off the charts. This is going to have to be met with either mass arrests of these radical leftists, or the people of Eastern California, i.e. most of the state, are going to have to rise up, and they're going to have to take their state back. They're going to have to march on Sacramento. They're going to have to maybe wage citizens' arrests of these radical left-wing criminals like the governor, and they're going to have to take their state back. They're going to have to rise up and actually reassert law in the state of California, because the California government has become a lawless totalitarian regime. No wonder every reasonable person is either thinking about leaving the state or has already left the state. People are fleeing California because it's a totalitarian despotism regime that is on the verge of cultural collapse, financial collapse, and the collapse of law and order. And that's just the way the left wants it, because that's their model. They want a North Korea. They want a Venezuela or a Cuba or a communist China. That's the way they want it. That's what Jerry Brown has given them. And it's time that that stops. So there's a lot more coming on this. So stay tuned. Read my website, civilwar.news. I've also got a site called collapsifornia.news, as you might have expected. And you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. So thank you for listening. Man, we are in some crazy times. Think about how crazy it's getting, and it's going to get worse because civil war is coming. Thank you for listening. And if you're in California, follow the law, but you better assert your Second Amendment rights right now. You better get armed, defend your life, your property, your community, and your state. It's probably going to come to that. So follow the law, but be ready. That's my message for you today. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics. We have morality. We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.